1, and worldwide at BRJ.com. And we have the bright, sunshiny morning. It's a pretty nice morning today. Mr. Rector's back in ham.
Looking very good outside.
He goes to Charleston to party hardy and stays in some again.
I didn't say the whole weekend, but it was nice to.
It sounded like the whole weekend. Saturday morning.
Yeah. Got some tickle in my throat here. Sorry. Yeah, we had a good time down there. We had tried to go to a baseball game Saturday night down there, and we have one of the fiercest thunderstorms come through I've ever seen. It's always nice when you got to call Uber to come get you, and you have to stand there basically somewhere in the rain, wait on it. But
You'll have those in late August in Charleston.
Yeah, in Charleston. It doesn't take long for the road to collect water in Charleston.
No, it does not, my friend.
Matt knows better. He's at the Citadel all these years.
Yeah, hot, steamy, wearing a bunch of wool. Yep. Good times.
Remember it well. Huh?
Oh, yes.
Non-forgettable.
True.
You don't know. You've never been to the Citadel day in your life.
I was right there at it.
Oh yeah, if you were going to a ball game, if you were going to a River Dogs game, yes, you were.
Yeah, I didn't realize the Citadel football stadium was right there.
It was. Yeah. Well, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
I need to go get some water, so you get to deal without me for a minute.
Get some water.
Yeah, go get you something to drink. Get out of here. But you get those coastal storms that blow up and. I think we got one. We got a tropical storm churning out there off the coast of Africa coming this way. Tropical storm Dolly.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And I've heard a lot this week. Some people were talking about, oh, wow, they named the tropical storm after her. That's really cool. It's completely by coincidence.
It is.
Because
they had named them at the first of the year. You get a list. I mean, you can pull up the list for the year to find out what the names of the hurricanes are going to be.
Right.
And that was already in place.
Yeah, and I think that the lists are a couple years out, and they alternate between male and female, so it's really a lot of luck of the draw.
When I was growing up, there were hemicanes. Then later became hurricanes. Him and hers.
Hemicanes. I've never heard that in my life.
Hurricanes.
You ever heard of hemicanes?
I've also never heard of a Matt, Steve, or David hurricane. I'm sure there has been one. But
there's been, I think there was a Matthew. Matthew,
obviously.
Yeah. There was not a Matthew.
A Stephen? I don't remember a Stephen.
I don't know.
We rarely get to the S's, though.
And I think there was a David. I want
to
say.
Had to be one.
A vicious one back in the. I want to say 70s, maybe?
Probably 60s.
Well, when I grew up going to Myrtle Beach and all, everybody talked about Hazel. That was a
bad
one. Hurricane Hazel was the worst one to few.
That took out a lot of piers and all kind of stuff. So,
do you know, we still have the news article from the Herald. Oh, well, I guess it was called the Rock Hill Herald.
The Evening Herald.
But his mom had saved the newspaper from Hazel. So we still have it somewhere downstairs in one of those boxes. So about the hurricane when it hit Myrtle Beach.
It's something else.
It wiped out Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Because my dad used to go to the beach with some retired people. And he said one day, he says, Myrtle Beach will be in trouble if another Hazel hits.
Yeah.
Because it'll wipe it out. And then alligators that. Boardwalk at the beach would be a Conway.
Yeah. Well, they were lucky. Lucky Hugo didn't come that way, did enough damage.
Myrtle Charleston. Beach had a horseshoe because it ever got hit direct by a hurricane.
Yeah. And, I like to read up on all that.
Still hasn't to this day. But it's going to get it, but all that underground stuff's going to be history.
Yeah, I inherited a big bevy. I mean, it wasn't the only thing, but from my grandmother, VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah.
And she lived right outside of Charleston when Hugo hit. And it was, kind of a compilation that a local news station put together, you know, the lead up and then the aftermath and everything. And it was about a 2-hour special. So if I can get my hands on another working VCR, maybe I'll break that out one day. But it was cool to watch, and it's nostalgic.
We have one, but I don't know if it works or not. It hadn't. We haven't used it in 15, 20 years.
When you're riding around today, there's yard sales. I'm sure there's a VHS player sitting in somebody's yard this morning.
The player we
maybe,
got.
Maybe.
The player
if we you got. Have one, email.
Yeah.
Director. @CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
I had
what'd you go do about it?
I did get one email. From somebody, it was a couple of weeks ago. Forgot
You've
all about it.
You've been moaning for 2 years.
I've been moaning, I sent Matt a picture of a guy on LinkedIn, sent me a thing, said he wanted to syndicate the gardener's bench and send it all over the place.
Okay.
Thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Right, great.
Did you tell him to call Al Miller?
He's hurting for radio.
Tell him we'll negotiate. Just send it to me.
Pretty funny, though. But today, it is hurricane season still, but we have the El Nino, which means we don't get much of hurricanes. But we've had more in the Pacific than we've had,
really?
Which is weird. There's been at least 3 or 4 in the Pacific, which is odd.
I don't know what it means. You know more than I do, guys.
I think Hawaii's getting ready to get hit by another one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's been crazy over there. So
you know what El Nino is Spanish for? The Nino.
the boy.
old callback to old Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, if anybody knows that.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live for Chris Farley.
I've decided you two watch way too much television.
Yeah, I used to watch it. But we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene,
do it, Dolly.
Yeah.
Sad week.
It's sad, but you're happy that we got to share life with such a...
No man in the country that ever slowed down Dolly Parton's Porter Wagoner.
Yeah. It's sad, but we got to share 80 years with a great person. So, a lot of good memories. I don't know anybody ever say anything bad about her. I mean,
no,
yeah.
Lady was
nothing
so
but
talented.
Good things to be said.
And I do, because I sit in church and watch the preacher criticize her when she did a little in Texas. She was going to die and go to hell for that.
Speaking of those VHS tapes, I mean, this is just random. Also on one of those from my grandmother was that movie Rhinestone.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember
you
that.
You remember
one.
That?
Okay. We,
Rhinestone, baby.
Sylvester
we tried to
Stallone.
Watch that the other night, and it wasn't available for some reason. I heard somebody else talking about that movie, too, and they couldn't find it. Like, so that, you may have something that people need.
I may have some gold. It was recorded off a... HBO back.
I want to see it
back in the day.
Have you not seen the movie?
I don't remember seeing it, but
it was probably when you were young.
Dolly, I saw it. Dolly Parton. She was trying to make Sylvester Stallone
a country singer.
A country singer. Yeah. He's a New York City cab driver. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I thought it was real good.
Country singer with an Italian accent.
That's it, and it's his singing ability was exactly like you thought it would be.
He's had 9 to 5 and Steel Magnolias. And
oh,
and
yeah.
He's in some really good. And Christmas in Dollywood. So that
movie. What I remember the most about her, though, is Kenny Rogers and her doing Islands in the Stream.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing came on every 30 minutes all day and all night.
What's that?
Written.
Islands in the Stream.
Oh. Yeah.
It's written by the Bee Gees.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, if you listened to the radio back then, that thing came on constantly.
I tell you something really cool. Teresa went to the 9 to 5 on Broadway show at Blumenthal in Charlotte probably 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And right at the end, Dolly Parton came out. She was actually was at the show. And, you know, Teresa immediately started crying. But, I mean, everybody in there, and she's like, I just want to say hey to y'all. And she's going to sing the last song. She said, I know y'all about to bust a pee because it was at the end of the show. But she was so sweet and came. She was in Charlotte that night. So I just randomly showed up at the end of the show.
She got a lot of flack for Dollywood over the years. I never saw anything that wrong with it.
Oh, that's a great part. We've been there, took our kids there.
It's
kind of a wholesome place to go to, so
I like it. Yeah, we've been up there a few times taking the kids, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
I didn't realize about her book program. I guess I was in the dark, but I mean, she sends books to kids under 5 who sign up and get a book a month. And,
Imagination Library.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
She did a lot of good things for this country.
Charlotte talked about that a week.
Yeah.
Imagination.
Well, it's been good. So we check our Dolly box. We talked about it on the gardener's bench today.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
I was asking Steve earlier, there's August is time for kind of annoying bugs to come out and stuff. My mom was showing me on the underside of her gardenia.
A lot of lace bug, especially on azaleas.
What, white lace bugs?
Gardenias.
White flies. Like what was the aphids?
Aphids, white fly, lace bugs. They're all the same family. They're a pain.
Yeah, there's lots of different things to spray on them. But bifenthrin work for that? Does it work for most things, but neem oil?
The problem is you don't have a broad killer anymore. Yeah. They changed it where instead of buying one, you buy 15 and you cover the same things.
Yeah.
It costs you a whole lot more money, but it protects the environment. But you don't hear about that bitch anymore.
Well, there's always neem oil you can use for stuff like that. But the problem is spraying that, you have to get under the leaf. So, like, they're hiding under, so you can't just spray on top of plants and let it drip down. You got to kind of get up underneath, which is
leaf on lava
annoying.
Tell the listeners again what that's called, and tell me again what that's called. You said neem oil?
Neem oil. It's an organic product. It's a miticide, fungicide, insecticide, but it works for a lot of different things, so. Okay. But it is organic, so it's not something that probably one time you do it, it's going to all of a sudden cure it.
Multiple times, I'm not a big fan of it.
It's not going to make your pets or your kids sick.
If your kid goes out and licks the leaves after that, it won't hurt them.
Sometimes that's a problem. Sometimes that's a reality.
I was putting out fertilizer the other day, and a lady says, is this safe for my dog? And I'm like, well, I've never seen a dog really just go in a backyard and just start licking the whole backyard, which one of them probably could, but fertilizer doesn't taste very good. It kind of burns. So.
It does burn.
Certain products can be harmful, and it's better to water it in a couple of times before you release your dogs on it or kids or anything like that. So
let it rain a little bit.
Yeah. Talking about rain, I was telling you the other night, I came back down 274 from Clover, and it rained so hard, we had to go down 25, 30 mile an hour And then I get up to where about where you live behind the nursery, is barely raining, and then nothing at my store. And get to my house, it had rained a little bit. So it was funny. About 2 inches of rain on the lake.
Your store's less than a mile from my house or from the nursery.
Isn't that crazy?
2 miles, man.
And last night we had heavy storms down around Chester. Red cell stuff. I was looking on my phone, and I've got drips at my house. Like,
you and my brother is your phone, son.
I like to look at the weather.
Many years ago, there was a guy here did the morning show back in the 80s.
Yeah. And I know who you're talking about.
I'm trying to remember his name now. That's Stoneman.
The Weatherman?
Stoneman, get him before Jerry Peterson.
Oh, before Jerry Peterson. All right.
And he'd open the door and look out at his weather rock. If it was windy, he'd say it's raining. If it's dry, it's not raining.
Oh, funny. Weather rock.
Weather rock. And we'll jam it again. We'll be right back to the Garden Beach.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Ready to go. What are you too worried about? You're doing this 10 years and all of a sudden I got a problem.
Yeah, that's funny.
You don't have a problem. You don't have a problem.
Steve likes to tell long stories at the break.
Yeah, I had to use my
dad's
voice.
I like to tell
a
short story the long way. Uh-oh, I'm getting a look.
Yeah.
That looks like something like Teresa looking at me across there.
I didn't pay you no attention.
But that's pretty funny. But it is Saturday morning, and Carolina Fresh is open. We opened at 8 o'clock this morning, and we'll be up until 2 o'clock today if you need to get out and do anything.
I got a dumb question. You said you opened at 8 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. What time on Saturday do you start getting busy?
We get busy basically with landscapers coming about 7:30, probably to 9:30. It stays kind of busy in the morning. Saturday can be... You never know. And it's just like any other retail thing. It seems like everybody comes at one time. Everybody meets at a parking lot, and then they say, let's go to Carolina Fresh, and then boom. Nobody in there for like an hour, and then there's like people everywhere. It's kind of funny.
We went through it, too. I remember. We were up 8 to 2, and I finally said, this is ridiculous. We're at 9 to 3.
We do a lot of good business from 12 to 2. A lot of our... I'm going to say a lot. The rest of our stores around the state are only open from 8 to 12 on Saturday, but we do a good business from 12 to 2, especially a lot of homeowners, people get
out. A lot of people want to sleep in or people that get in their yard and start something and realize, oh, I need something. Yeah. I've been in that boat.
Matt's been over there on Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. Time went on, we seem to get busy around 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
If you used to, the old days, people would call you at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Then they quit. They started calling 9:30, 10:30. Well, the last 2-3 years, they didn't get out there at 10:30. I mean, it's just...
There's nothing wrong with being, I wouldn't say lazy, getting a little bit of rest. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, really. So, I don't really have a day we really do that on.
You young people just don't understand.
Sunday morning sometimes, but...
You young people
just don't understand.
You don't. You got to get it while you can. There's no tomorrow.
Well, I understand. Trust me. I'm trying to get it. I'm up every morning. Woke up. Rhonda's up.
Rhonda's up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, she's up way too early. But that's what she has to do.
She starts doing all my medicine around 4 o'clock.
Wow. At
4:30, yeah.
4:30.
You're a lot to handle. It takes extra hours.
That's
takes a village.
Yeah.
It takes a village. It takes a village to raise a Steve.
Yep.
Hurricane Steve.
Why you get a village? You and Tommy don't make a village.
Well,
there's other people included. You hadn't.
Well, I'm sure there's church people care about you.
Us.
Yeah, us. What about the Gardner's Bench?
Yeah, family? What about the Gardner's Bench crew?
I'm here for you.
You used to come by and see me. I can't remember last time.
I did come by and see you.
Bam!
This year I went one time. I did it in the winter. I remember you had a fire going. You had that thing hot in there. Felt good.
How cold, huh?
Yeah, it was warm. I remember as a young kid going to my grandparents' house in the wintertime, and man, he had a big old stove, and he'd have that thing so hot, I'd get so tired. Everybody in the house is like just like dozing off. He'd have shorts, boxer shorts, and a wife beater on running around
at Christmas.
Christmas time.
One of my favorite memories, I guess, is must say something about me, but. You know, Christmas time at my grandmother's house, and you know, we'd get the whole family together, 20-25 people, and unwrapping presents and everything. She had a big stone fireplace, and everybody throw the wrapping paper.
That's funny. As a kid, it's like, oh my gosh, this is awesome, man.
That's awesome.
It fell out of that fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
Or shoots up the fireplace and blows out the top, still and paper that, burning.
That's a neighbor's problem, not yours.
Yeah. And then the more the eggnog got passed around one year, somebody that's no longer with us, there was actually a Christmas tree that went up in there.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's...
That's
a whole nother show right there.
Yeah, that's those low country people.
Most unusual way to burn a Christmas tree.
Oh, we were talking about Charleston or whatever.
That was some of those low country.
Well, I hope the ornaments got taken off of it.
I can't remember.
There's always one or two when you take the tree out there, and it's like, oh, there's another one.
The adults that year had a really good time.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
And when you call the fire department on Christmas Day, that's a good party.
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve.
Was it?
All I remind you is how close is the nearest neighbor?
About a quarter mile.
Yeah, you're probably all right.
This is down in Walterboro.
It was
outside of Walterboro.
Yes, it was in Walterboro. Mm. Yes,
I remember that.
I had an aunt live in Walterboro.
I'm going to tell you
what. She might have been there.
We've talked a lot of crazy off-the-topic things, but talking about Christmas in August, that'd be a first for Gardner's Bench.
Well, I don't know what your problem is. You go out of town and
it's only 95 days of Christmas.
And
yeah, the countdown. Maybe say,
September, October, November. Christmas actually, more than that. 125, roughly.
Christmas to July.
Yeah, they've had that, yeah. But that's been passed
down.
Yeah. A little town that me and Teresa visit, West Jefferson, North Carolina, they do a Christmas in July.
I think a lot of people do that. Christmas in July.
I can't afford but one Christmas a year myself, but...
Yeah.
That's you.
Packing away money right now.
You work hard, make more money. You have money to buy two Christmas.
True. Don't forget, if you're looking for early Christmas presents, go to the farmer's market today out at Fountain Park. They have vegetables and stuff like that. Their vegetable probably won't last till Christmas, but they have other gift items and stuff at various tents and stuff for your pets and flowers and on and on and on. You've been down there, Steve?
No.
It's actually a really, really nice thing.
It's too hard to get around down there. I've tried.
And they actually put, there's too many stairs up and down there, but they actually put AstroTurf down there in front of the little band shell thing down there, so it's nice. Your kids can get out there and throw a little football around. Won't get dirty at all, really. It's just nice little carpet. Hmm. And Carolina Fresh sells synthetic turf too, so if you're looking for that in your backyard, it's been a good thing at my house to have a little putting green and stuff, a little area for.
Well, they went in and they put all that in, and there's the music. So
we'll get right back to that when we come back to the Gardener's Bench.
In a minute, to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
All right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the Gardener's Bench. I'm assuming it's our last segment.
It is the last segment.
You're assuming right.
Yeah. Boy, this day is flown.
So last chance to talk about Christmas.
Or hurricanes.
We got
Hurricane Steve.
If you beat such a
we talked about a lot of things.
Me
laying in a pool all weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good gardener's bench.
If you're going to be such a city, you go back to Charleston.
Charleston's called the Holy City. Because they have so many churches down there. Just didn't realize that. I saw HC on their field, and they were playing the Hill City. I'm like, why they put Hill City on the field? And the guy in front of me is like, that's the Holy City, son.
Yeah. You probably needed it.
Yeah. And my buddy Jonathan Jensimer turned 50 last week. We bought him when we were down there and missed his party, but we bought him a Holy City hat.
Yeah,
he loves Charleston, man. He's
a great guy.
Big fan of Charleston. He came up last night and watched a little bit of the Panthers game, whatever that was. Like people playing that ain't gonna be around Sunday night. A lot of them, but we watched a little bit of it.
Okay, you got one of the kids out there playing defense in the third quarter. Mm. He gets to go home and tell everybody that he played for the Panthers.
True. Yes.
Okay.
It does. And what's cool about it, if you play good enough, if he gets cut by the Panthers, somebody else can pick him up.
Somebody else.
Yeah. So, yeah. I just seen enough preseason game. I'm too old for it, I guess.
I don't like preseason games, but yeah. I enjoyed that one. The good. Quarterback's probably going to touch the field, yeah. but he threw the ball pretty well.
It was good for the defense, probably.
Yep. Okay.
Well, don't forget, Carolina Fresh is open 8-2 today. Get on out there. I'll be there here in a little bit.
I still don't figure out how you game up with two. I mean, we always did that in
two
three.
Is good.
Three was better.
I enjoyed it, old man.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be back next week. See you on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, and by Wild Birds Unlimited. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South